This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Canada's World Junior bid will be led by a strong contingent from the WHL. We'll take a look at the list of players from across the league who are set to represent their country over the holidays. Oh, what a scene in Calgary last weekend for the annual Teddy Bear Toss game. We'll have a recap and hear from a two-time Teddy Bear Toss goal scorer in moments. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Prince Albert Raiders forward Leon Draisaitl. He'll be our guest. Well, the Western Hockey League will be well represented at the World Junior Hockey Championships in Malmö, Sweden. 10 players, including Matt Dumba of the Minnesota Wild, have been named to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp, set to begin in Toronto December 12th. The list includes defenseman Josh Morrissey of the Prince Albert Raiders, Derek Pouliot of the Portland Winterhawks, Griffin Reinhardt of the Edmonton Oil Kings, as well as Damon Severson of the Kelowna Rockets, and Matt Dumba, alumni of the Red Deer Rebels. Forwards, Curtis Lazar of the Edmonton Oil Kings, Taylor Lear of the Portland Winterhawks, along with his teammate Nick Patan, Sam Reinhardt of the Kootenay Ice, and Hunter Shinkarik of the Medicine Hat Tigers. Red Deer Rebels head coach and GM Brent Sutter will guide Canada's World Junior gold medal bid from behind the bench.
Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done still. Our mindset is now from here to then is to the 12th, is get ourselves ready for the 12th. We're looking at it as a day-to-day thing. When the 12th's over with, we'll start focusing on the 13th and get ourselves ready for the first game of the tournament.
Kelowna Rockets GM Bruce Hamilton was on hand for the selection camp announcement as part of Canada's World Junior management team.
So to those of you that have been invited to the selection camp, take advantage of this opportunity. I think it's important to remind people that we are not assembling an all-star team, but a team for the World Juniors.
Kootenay Ice captain Sam Reinhardt will attempt to make the squad as an 18-year-old.
Exciting, obviously a huge honor. Work to be done, but it's a start of the process. You know, obviously going in to the Subway Series, you knew what was at stake, what was around the corner for the start of this week, but not a whole lot of talk towards that. It was kind of just let you play. For the most part.
Kelowna Rockets defenseman Damon Severson.
That's a great feeling, obviously, a long list of names from the Rockets, and to be added to that list, I just want to be able to contribute to Team Canada and have my name in there for a reason.
The 10 players are just a handful of WHLers who will get a chance to compete for their country at different World Junior Championships. Edmonton Oil Kings forward Henrik Samuelsson has been named to Team USA's preliminary roster. The Czech Republic national junior team will have at least 5 WHLers at camp. Goaltender Marek Longhammer of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Richard Nezhlev of Brandon, David Niemicek of the Saskatoon Blades, Michael Plutnar of the Tri-City Americans, and Dominic Volek of the Red Deer Rebels have all been invited. Prince Albert Raiders forward Leon Draisaitl will suit up for the tournament with Germany, while Spokane Chiefs forward Liam Stewart will play for Great Britain, the host team of the Division I Group B tournament. More players expected to be named to international rosters leading up to the tournament.
From the drop of the puck to the Edmonton Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
November has wrapped up and the numbers are in. CHL announcing a league-wide fundraising initiative raised $157,000 towards men's health initiatives. For the third straight year, the Mofficials, a group we featured last week on the show, are the top fundraising team in the CHL, raising nearly $64,000. In fact, the group ranks sixth among all registered teams in Canada. The Prince Albert Raiders led all CHL clubs in fundraising with nearly $17,000. The CHL Movember Network ranked 12th among all registered networks in Canada and helped to contribute to the $29 million raised by participants across Canada and the $105 million raised worldwide. While it was raining teddy bears in Calgary last week, the Hitmen's annual Teddy Bear Toss game brought in 25,921 teddy bears and warm fuzzies onto the ice thanks to a sellout crowd of over 17,000. Here's the Fan 960's Brad Curl with the call.
Fenslayev stopping up, looking for a trailer, pass off, block back in front, they score! He did it again! Back-to-back years, Mr. Teddy Bear, Pavel Hudakin! 1-0 Calgary, and he's doing snow angels in all the Bears.
After the game, Pavel said experience pays off sometimes.
Last year, when Kala asked me, like, if you're going to score the goal, I said, yeah, I'm going to score. And, like, everybody asked me, yeah, I'm going to score. But, I mean, I didn't expect, really. But when I score, I think, oh, yeah, it's worked. And this year, everybody asking me, I say, yeah, I'll score again. But they say, no chance. It's low chance that you score second time in a row, you know. But, you see, it's work again.
He hopes he's left a teddy bear legacy with the franchise.
Small part of me will stay here forever, and everybody will remember that I scored 2 goals, and I think every player will say this. I want to score like a Pavel, you know, two goals in a row, and they try to beat me. We'll see what's happened.
The total amount of bears was just shy of the Hitmen's record over the 19-year history. The stuffed toys were then delivered by the Hitmen to the Alberta Children's Hospital days later.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
For the second time this year, Leon Draisaitl of the Prince Albert Raiders is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Drew Wilson has more.
With Leon Draisaitl, the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. Leon, a tremendous weekend, 4 goals and 3 assists. What was the difference?
I don't think I played any different than I usually do. I got a little bit of luck in with that. I batted the one out of the air. That's obviously a little bit luck. And I think I'm pretty sure it just went my way this week, and I take that any week, but that's just not what's most important. I mean, it's more about the team. I mean, we won the last 3 games, and that's way more important than myself being able to make points or something.
The goals that you did set up, you're obviously looking for players in certain positions. Are you developing the kind of chemistry where your wingers and even the defensemen know where you're going to try and put the puck?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, you always want to try to build chemistry with your line mates or even with the D pairing who's out with you. And it's definitely, I mean, the guys know that that I'm looking for those kind of plays, and they're doing a really good job finding those open areas for sure.
A lot of people are talking about the kind of passes that you're making, and I'm thinking about the blind backhand pass through the legs to Sawyer Lang for the winning goal in Brandon in overtime. Was it something that you had planned, or did it just happen spontaneously?
No, I don't plan stuff. Like, I obviously work on that. Like I said, I work on stuff like that in practice too, and I definitely want to develop my skill as well, but it just happens. I mean, it's quick. It all happens quick, and I couldn't really get it to him in another way, so I just had to drop it through my legs. And it's just something, a skill you have to work on, and which I'm doing. I'm still working on stuff like that, and it just luckily worked out.
Now you're talking about the team, and you broke out of a 3-game losing streak on the road. You're trying to chase down Swift Current and even Medicine Hat for first place in the division and the conference. How confident is this team right now?
We're really confident. I think we've been confident the whole year. I mean, we have a great team, and you can tell if we. The only problem we have is probably our consistency. We just got to make sure we stick to our game plan every single game, and we can't take nights off. Because if you take nights off, it's teams are too good in this league to not take advantage of it. And we definitely, like I said, we're really confident in what we can do, and we're. We're definitely going on the road we definitely want to win all 3 games.
And finally, Leon, I know we ask you a lot about the NHL draft, but has your attitude changed toward that at all?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't really look at the stand. I obviously look at it, but it's not something I'm too worried about. I mean, it's not in my, like, it is in my control, but I mean, all I can do is play hockey, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Thanks, Leon, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks a lot.
And that's the show. Want to say thanks to our crew, Jeff Hollick in Cranbrook, Regan Bartel in Kelowna, and Drew Wilson in Prince Albert for their help with this week's show. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.